It's sometimes sports. It's sometimes pop culture. It's a lot of the time random. It's Press Row with David and Jay on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Dilly dilly.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. We hope everybody out there is having a safe and terrific Tuesday. Well, we talked last hour. This is a joyous time of year if you are a college basketball fan. We had Katie Burrows, the first year UTC women's coach, on last hour, and it is a pleasure now to be joined by Southern Conference Commissioner John Imerino. He has been the commissioner for, I guess, like 13 years now. He has seen a lot of good hoops, but he has never seen a season quite like this one with four top 75 national teams. He's a busy guy. John, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
We're doing well. We're in Asheville, and the team is hanging banners, putting signage where it belongs, getting ready for the women's practices that'll take place tomorrow, and we get it all cranked up on Thursday morning.
All right, John. I mean, like I mentioned, you've had four top 75. You've currently got four top 75 teams in the net rankings on the men's side. I've seen in the KenPom rankings where the Southern Conference has been ranked as high as 10th. Among all leagues, I think I read this morning where it was 12th currently. But this has to have been a really fun season for you as far as taking in some incredibly quality basketball.
Well, it really has, and it's a credit. I get asked, what do you attribute to the improvement? It really goes down to the coaches. We have great coaches in this conference. The schools have decided, we're going to improve our program. We're going to hire good people. We're going to do our best to recruit athletes that make sense for our programs. And, it's all come together, and I think a big part of it is we've got a good mix of upperclassmen, seniors, as well as some young players that should portend really good results next year as well.
John, when you talk about that, because it sounds like something that echoes what has happened with the SEC. I mean, the SEC a few years ago had several years where three of their 14 members got in the NCAA tournament. They made a commitment. You look at their coaching lineup now, and I think the SEC basketball coaching lineup's better than the SEC football coaching lineup when you look at the resumes. How do you go about improving and hiring good people as a league?
I mean, that's a great question, and in all these years I've been doing it, I think this is my 22nd year as a commissioner, I've come full circle and realized that you really can't just do something conference-wide and have it improve everybody. I mean, you can talk about scheduling formulas all you want, but it really takes kind of an organic improvement that comes from each of the schools deciding, I'm not waiting for the rest of the conference. We're going to be good in men's basketball, women's basketball, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to, put resources aside for those programs. We're going to make sure we hire the best coaches we can and then turn them loose. And I think that's how it happens. I really do.
All right, John, I know as a league commissioner, you've got to love your schools just like you love your children all the exact same. But here you are with Wofford in the AP Top 25. I think Lenardi has them as like a 7 seed right now. Wofford has been so good this year that if they were to lose in Asheville, the SoCon champion and Wofford would get in, and it would be the first time in history that the SoCons had two teams in. I know there was a Davidson team in the mid-90s that was 14-0 in league play and I think was like 25-4 and had to settle on an NIT. There was the year after Steph's run in the Elite Eight, which I know you're familiar with that because you were the commissioner then. So this has never happened. It could happen. I know you've got to treat them all the same, but how nice would it be to see this league get two in?
Well, people will probably find it hard to believe or may not think I'm telling the truth, but I honestly don't spend a lot of time thinking about those kinds of things because I can't affect it. I can't do anything to bring it about. Would it be nice to get two teams in? Absolutely. I'll tell you what, David, it would be great, and it would be great not to hear the fact that the SoCon has never had an at-large. I'm kind of tired of that statement after all these years. So that it would be great if that could go away. But, you know, I'm looking at both angles. When I do think about it, if someone other than Wofford wins the tournament, I think we should get two in. I think they've done enough to get in. If Wofford wins the tournament, you know, they're going to get a terrific seed and really have a good chance to advance.
You're listening to Southern Conference Commissioner John Imerino here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
John, in this type of situation, just to play a little bit of devil's advocate, David asked you about how good it would be. What would you say to people say who would say, well, the league may want this a little more than maybe they should? I mean, we're in the age of conspiracy theories and all of the such. Everything's on the up and up, right?
That's a great question. I haven't been asked that one in a while. Yes, everything's on the up and up. As I said earlier, we have no direct impact on how the games turn out. That's decided by the players and the coaches, thank God.
Absolutely. When are y'all coming back to Chattanooga?
Well, we're committed for two more years here in Asheville through 21. We've not started talking about what we do after that, but I suspect that will be a conversation, you know, that could take place as early as this year's spring meeting or next fall.
Now, and the quick change nature of this league in terms of coaches, the reverse of that's kind of true in college basketball, where a lot of fan bases get comfortable with guys who grow up in this program who are 3- and 4-year stars. And in that regard, you've got some names that are very familiar around the league, so you're not dealing with so much the one-and-done problem that a lot of college basketball has. Where is your position on that, and how fortunate do you think this league is to have some guys who with some stick-tivity?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, and I think it's a reason why you see the upsets that we do every March in the big tournament, because the mid-majors, so to speak, have great experience. They've got guys that have been in the program 3 and 4 years. The coaches get familiar with them. The players know what to expect, you know, as opposed to maybe the guys that are blue chippers that come in, they're there for a year, but they haven't played together in the tournament. If they get some adversity, you know, it's a little bit different. And so, you know, that's how a Mercer beat the Duke, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it was. That's how a lot of mid-major programs knock off the bigger Power 5 teams, because we've got longevity, we've got experience playing together, and that does count for a lot.
You're listening to John Imerino, the Southern Conference Commissioner, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. John, you know, when you talk about the special season the Southern Conference has enjoyed in basketball, it seemed like it just ignited right out of the gate with Furman taking down defending national champion Villanova. When something like that happens, or when Wofford takes down South Carolina by 20, in the case of like Furman, do you reach out with Coach Ritchie? Do you send him like a text or an email saying, heck of a job there? What kind of relationship do you have with those coaches, and how do you relate to them after big wins like that?
I have done that from time to time. I can't recall if I did it this year after, you know, the wins over Villanova, Loyola, South Carolina by Wofford. But I have done it periodically. You know, you just want them to know that we're paying attention in the league office, you know, before the conference season starts. And, you know, those games are always difficult to win. They're always on the road. Sometimes we catch them on a neutral court. But when it does happen, boy, it's very satisfying.
And then finally, like I said, you were the commissioner. You were a couple of years in when Davidson went on that magical run to the Elite Eight. I know there's only one Steph Curry out there, but I'm just kind of curious, with what you've seen of Wofford this year, do you think they could go on a similar run here in a couple of weeks?
You know, they actually do remind me in some ways of that Davidson team. You know, Fletcher McGee is a terrific ball player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he's as good as Steph Curry, and he probably would be the first one to tell you that he's not. But they are, I think, deeper than the Davidson team was. They play very good defense. They've experienced the tough games against the power teams, just as Davidson did that year. You know, people may not remember, but Davidson didn't win any of those non-conference games they played the year they went to the Elite Eight. They played close competitive games, just as Wofford has. They didn't win them, but I think there's a possibility, and Davidson made that run back in 2008 as a 10 seed. You know, if Wofford were to win this tournament, or maybe even if they don't, you know, we're hoping they'll do better than a 10 seed.
Right. Well, listen, John, thank you so much. Thanks for all that you do. Enjoy a wonderful weekend in Asheville. We loved having that thing in Chattanooga, but Asheville's obviously a great town as well. A lot of fun things to do. That's a nice home for it. It was the home for it when I was growing up, but we appreciate you joining us here, and congrats on the big season you guys have enjoyed in hoops.
Well, thanks very much, fellas. Pleasure talking with you.
All right, John Amorino, the Southern Conference Commissioner, getting ready for the league tournament, which may produce one or two NCAA tournament teams. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.